Bibles tonight to 1 Peter 4, verse 10. 1 Peter 4, verse 10. Cuatro días. 1 Peter 4, verse 10. The Word of God says, "But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, amen, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." Another translation says, that was 5:10. That didn't sound right. Amen. Now let's, as each one has received a gift, now we're on tracking. Minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. Help us in all things, God, as we desperately need you, as we cry out to you tonight. We thank you, we praise you, and we give you praise and glory for all that you do. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. So here in the text, it says, to minister. Other translations say to serve. A sermon entitled Serving. Because how many know tonight, that we are to serve one another? See, what do you think when you hear the word serving? What does it mean to you when somebody says, are you serving in your church? Or in other words, are you ministering in your church? Every single one of us have heard many stories. We've heard things like, I had to sell everything and move away. And people say, there's no way that I'm ever going to be able to serve or will ever do that. And because of what we've heard, it brings us to a mindset that we cannot serve in that capacity. Something that I have to be is something that I'm not. I cannot minister or serve something that I am not. That's only for pastors. That's only for leaders. That's only for their wife, the pastor's wives. We will hire somebody to minister. They will do the job that they are hired for. Can I tell you, beloved, we don't hire outside sources to do something here for the house of God. Everything we do internal. Everything we do is a service or when we are called to serve, the things of God. We don't have paid musicians. We don't have, paid ushers. We don't hire people to, work the nursery. We don't hire, people to, work our baby kids. We do everything internal. I mean, your angels, not bebe kids, your angels. Everything we do, folks, we do because of the love for God that we have. Everything that we do is a service. When we hire somebody, all that they are going to do is what they were hired for and nothing else. They will not go out of their, amen, out of their contract statement on what they were hired to do. If they were hired to do X, Y, and Z, they will not do A, B, and C because that's not what they were hired for. We'll let somebody else do it. And can I tell you, when that happens, what happens now is that now you have a lot of things that are undone. Why? Because too many people will say, that's not my job. Right? That's not my job. How many have ever said that at your work? That's not my job. Why? Because you're getting paid to do a certain thing that is a certain direction. And when we are asked to do something that is not part of what we are supposed to do, we make that statement, it's not my job. Whose job is it? Find somebody that's job is. So when we do something, we do it out of the love for God. And when we do something for the love of God, can I tell you, we're going to do it with our whole heart. So what is, true service? The word, for that is, for ministry, is the root word to serve. It means to wait on someone. You know, when your waitress or waiter come and you are there, if you will run out of water, you're just looking, you're looking around and you want to be served, right? You want to be taken care of. It means to wait on someone at a table like a waiter or a waitress. It means to care or take care of. It means to help support them, to wait on others, to serve them, to take care of them, to help them and support them. See, ministry means that you and I are going to serve people. And even when they don't pay you anything back in return. How many want to sign up? Amen. It means that you are gladly going to do it because of the love that we have, not for anything else, but for the love of God. And can I tell you, when the love of God is in us, then we're going to be willing to do anything. See, in our text, it says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. So who is supposed to serve tonight? Any guesses? Who is supposed to serve? Here in our text, it says, as each. In 1 Peter 1 verse 1, it says Peter and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elected exiles of the dispensation of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, these words were written, folks, for one of God's, for the ones that were God's elect, within their local churches. So who is supposed to serve or ministers or be ministers of the things of God? We are. We are. You know, we like to point the finger, right? But how about the finger gets pointed back to us? We are. If you're a Christian in this place, we are all supposed to participate in our local church to do, the same to those who are within the communities also of the church. That's a long way of what churches are now doing all over the world today. See, most people within the church, they are not waiting to serve, but they are waiting to be served. They have 101 reasons or possibly more on how the church is supposed to serve them. To wait on others, to care for others, to support. See, tonight we are supposed to minister not to only here in the church, but to those that are around us within our community. Because can I tell you, when you and I minister to the community will know that there are people in that place that really want to see them move forward. Are we doing tonight what God has called us to do? It says, as good stewards of God's varied grace, so that we can show, God's grace. Can I tell you, the worst thing that we as Christians could do is try to expect grace but not be graceful. See, God tonight wants you and I to show his unmerited favor and unconditional love to both the church and to those that are outside of the church walls, the building. Are people in the church receiving your unconditional love? Are people in the world experiencing tonight, from one another, God's love as you and I serve one another? It says each one has received a gift. And what is that gift supposed to be? It is supposed to be used to be able to not be kept, but it is used to be, it is supposed to be used, to serve one another. Your service or ministry allows you to use your gifts, the gift that God has placed upon your life. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 7 says there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. See, God tonight has given every Christian at least one. Now the question is, are you and I using what God has given you and I? See, this is a special ability that God has given us so that we can make, listen to me, so that we can make the body complete. He has given you unique personalities. Aren't you glad that you don't have another Cameron? Are you glad that you don't that you are unique, or you want another Ruby? Aren't we glad tonight? Because how many know sometimes we're like, man, I can't believe I did that. Can you imagine if two people did that? How would we be? But you are unique, folks. Joey, do you want two Joeys? Joey's like, I don't know, maybe. But can I tell you tonight? God has given us a unique personality. A unique, that is for, that is in you. A unique passion. Certain experiences, listen, there are times when I sit there and, amen, people are talking and it's like amazing of the experiences that they have had in life. Can I tell you, each and every one of us here in this place, we have unique experiences that we have, amen, endured in our life that helps you and I, amen, to be able to relate life, amen, circumstances to other people. And that is something that you have gone through, that you have experienced. And because of that, what that does is it gives hope to people that are going through different circumstances that they think is that they think does not have a light at the end of the tunnel. Every single one of these combine to make you and I, amen, complete and to fit in a unique place for service that every single one of us can use that for the edification of the body of Christ. How do you find tonight, as I come to a close, how do you find where you fit in? When we serve without expecting anything in return. See, if I do something good for you, I'm gonna expect something good in return back to me. See, we can't do that. When we serve, we have to be, amen, servants and not expect anything. But we have to be willing to do anything, amen. And as, amen, we do anything and be willing to at least attempt it. God, I'm going to do it. Can I tell you? I know I can't sing. And I'm going to tell you that every single time. I know I can't sing. But can I tell you? I got to be willing. God, whatever you want, I'm available. I'm not going to wait for somebody else to do it. Because a servant tackles that which is before him, and we get it done. See, in John 13, in the book of John, chapter 13, we see the people were waiting on somebody else to do the job. While they waited, Jesus gets a bowl of water. He got down, to the floor, and he began to wash some dirty, nasty, stinky feet. And waited on people. Jesus showed us the example. We cannot wait to be served, but we have to serve. See, while everybody else, folks, listen, while everybody else was waiting, Jesus says, let me show you how to do it. I'm not telling you to go out and, you know, like Pope Francis a few years ago when he was a pope, he went out and He wanted to show that he was like Jesus, so he went out and he washed people's feet. Listen, you can't pre-stage how to do something. It has to be something that's in us. Amen. And I don't know if that's the full case, but listen, when we go out and we stage something, we're just doing it out of, look at what I'm doing. Right? Look at what I'm doing. Aren't I doing good? And Jesus says, listen, you're not going to be, sometimes when you serve, there's not going to be a recognition. Sometimes when you serve, nobody's going to know what you did. Pastor, didn't you see the stuff that I have? Pastor, I serve. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Have a great day. That's it, Pastor? That's all that you're, I went ahead and this is what I did and all I get is a thank you. Thank you very much. I'll extend the thank you very much. Because while they waited, Jesus got down and he washed their feet. And how many know tonight that as a Christian, we are supposed to be Christ-like? So in other words, we are supposed to be more like Jesus. Jesus served. See, let's not wait. As the disciple or as the people waited for somebody to get started, could you be the one that breaks the cycle? Could you be the one that breaks, and gets started? Amen. Could you be the one tonight to serve? God has called us now to be able to do this. Pastor, can I do it? Jesus says, I'm going to show you how to serve. I'm going to get down to where, listen, sometimes when we serve, we're going to get dirty. We're going to get in an uncomfortable position that is out of our, comfort stage. But we don't do it unto man. We do it unto God. And can I tell you, can we serve tonight? Or let me ask you, can we serve tonight? Because that's what God tonight has called you and I to. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Are you a servant tonight? As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. You're here in this place, you're not saved. You're here in this place, you're not right with God. Would you surrender your life to Jesus? Would you surrender your heart to the Lord? Anybody here in this place, you want to give your life to Jesus. You want to give your heart to the Lord. Amen. You know, every year, what we do is we have a ministry meeting or a business meeting. And in that meeting, there's different things that are brought up. In that meeting, there's different things that are said. But one of the things that will be said is that there are voids. Could you be called to fill those holes? Could you, amen, could God press upon your heart to be able to fill the gaps? When we serve, what we do is we wait on people. When you wait on people, we are given our full heart onto what God desires for our lives. We're not going to be recognized sometimes, but yet God does. We're not going to be known sometimes, but yet God sees us. God is able to truly move, folks, when you and I, can I tell you, we need to be servants tonight. Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not men." Could we tonight serve wholeheartedly unto the Lord and be used for His glory, His honor, and His praise? Maybe you're here in this place. I'm going to open up the altar. Can God possibly use your life? Can you give yourself more to the things of God? When we serve to Jesus. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. Let's allow Jesus to touch our lives. Let's allow Jesus to move upon our lives. God, I want you and I need you. It is to wait on people as a waiter or a waitress, to assist them, to lead them through those difficult moments or times in life. Could you and I tonight, could we do what God has called you and I to do? Every single time I'll tell you, pray. Because I want to make sure that you know that it is God. Because God, amen, will use you fully. Let's sing this song, amen.
Draw me close to you.
Jesus, glory tonight. Amen. Father, we love you. God, we magnify. God, we exalt you, Jesus. Help me know, God, that you are near. Can I tell you, serving is not easy. Because people are people. But can I tell you, God knows that. God sees that. And our reward might not be anything here on earth, but in heaven. Amen? In heaven. You did that unto me. And that's the reward that I will ever get here on earth. While I was here, God, I did everything unto you. Everything. Mr. Nixon, won't you close us in prayer? Amen.